I want to get money and just be ignorant. Like, just make a ton of money and just do the stupidest shit ever. Like, just have 30 magicians on my payroll. And I just, like, walk outside and they're all just doing magic and shit.
It's like 50 stripper pieces on my payroll. Yeah.
Just find something that you like and fucking go for it and put all your energy into it. If you really do that, then you're gonna fucking figure it out.
You wanna find a problem that all of us have and you wanna find a way to solve that problem.
2 hours and less than $200, you're fucking in business running off of your fucking phone.
Everybody wants to be a boss. Cool, it's okay to not be a boss.
Exactly.
It's okay to be Robin, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be fucking Batman, you know? Like, sometimes Robin will say Batman, you know what I mean?
Don't get it twisted though, we're definitely gonna be smoking weed.
Get right into this bitch.
Dive on into this bitch.
Face first into the wall. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Doobie Talk. I'm Derek. This is Aaron.
What's up?
He's digging in his nug jug right now.
Digging on into my jug right now.
This is Doobie Talk, but today we don't have enough weed to roll a joint.
It's bong talk.
Figure that.
It's glass talk.
Bong talk, glass talk, vape talk. So welcome back to the show. Did we already have a Thanksgiving? Yeah, we already had a Thanksgiving. This has been a fucking like a mess.
We don't even know where we're at right now.
Fill you in. Barely know our names. It's been a crazy week. The follow up to Black Friday. We've just been.
It's been a wild ride.
It's been. It's been wild,
it's
guys.
Been a busy ride.
We're gonna see if we can break it down for you guys, but.
Black Friday breakdown.
So how'd the ads go?
Too good.
So the fans want to know, our listeners want to know, did your Facebook ads work?
Yes. You could
are you the Facebook champion? Are you the Facebook ad that. Champion right now?
You could say I'm in the running. You could say if we had the logistics, who knows. Dear God. But yeah, the ads are cranking. We're cranking along over here, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of orders, not enough time.
Not enough time, not enough machines.
Not enough manpower, not enough machines, not enough...
Not enough fucking postal bags to fill these things up with. It's fucking crazy. We obviously, Aaron's here 7 days a week because he didn't do shit except for this. But yeah, I came in on Saturday.
I live for this shit.
I'm gonna die at this desk.
Literally, I'm just gonna die like humped over sending an invoice or something. It's like, fuck, setting a Facebook ad.
This was the last ad he ever sent. Yeah. And it converted at 1 cent per you click imagine? You just have a heart attack.
I know.
You're like, I got it down to 0.001.
Like, finally, I cracked the code.
Dead. Yeah, so we did a lot of sales. One of our hat companies, so we're here all Saturday and Sunday shipping. We did some shipping, and then we watched the fights on Saturday, which were bananas. And then, just like never-ending cleaning hats, like ripping the fucking backing off the embroidery, and cleaning the stitching with little mini scissors, and just never-ending.
Cleaning and shipping and storing and...
A lot of podcasts.
And, yeah. So much shit. So yeah, it's definitely been a busy last week. We're probably halfway through our orders, so we're cranking along. Hopefully we'll be caught up by next week. Trying to get caught up before we transition on into our new spot here. So we're trying to just get rid of everything. So go buy some shit.
Go buy some shit. Get it out of this office.
Maybe we'll do like a garage sale or a fucking... Estate sale, whatever, warehouse sale,
estate sale,
whatever the fuck you want to
call it. Estates.
Yeah, you know.
So, on the matter of staying up all night and working, Aaron has found a newfound love for coffee.
Oh my God. Can we talk about the churro AF?
It is your last name. It was only a matter of time.
Dude, right? That's like ingrained in me.
How do you not?
Like, how have I not been drinking coffee this whole time? Yeah, I cut first thing when I get here. I just grabbed the bag. I just drink like 2 cups.
What can I say? I'm proud of you.
I know, right?
I was like, damn, I was wondering best. When he's coming around. Because I'm a coffee crackhead. Obviously, if you guys watch this show, I'm always sucking on a Starbucks. But yeah, Aaron will fuck with his little like glass frappuccinos.
I'll drink the super sugary shit. because I didn't really like the taste of coffee. And then I tried this like cold brew. That was what it's called, right? I don't even know.
Yeah. So the
God damn it.
So our boys, our boy Dano sent us some
Kingston
Coffee Co. They have these bags of cold brew. They're pretty sick. They like look like IV bags. And he sent us two of them. And if you guys are familiar with coffee, cold brews fucking crack. That should just get you spracked out of your brain and get you all jittery. So he sent us this shit, and Aaron was like super tired the other day, and he's like, fuck it, let me go for it.
Yeah.
So, or actually, last week, we got you. This is how it started. I even told Jen about this shit. I even told Jen about this shit. Yeah. He was like dragging ass last week, and I was like, I'm going to the fucking get coffee. Who wants some shit? And you're like, fuck it, give me something. Give me whatever.
Yeah.
So I got old Aaron the old vanilla latte. And shit's delicious. And I was telling Jen about that. And she's like, yeah, that's how everybody starts.
You just fucking reel me on in.
And it literally one vanilla latte straight to the cold brew. And like the cold brew is sick. It's got a little bit of sugar in it and some cinnamon. It's like, what is it? Horchata?
Churro, man.
Churro. Churro flavor.
Churro AF.
So, and then like, he comes in fucking today, and he just like goes straight for the bag, and I was like, "Hey!"
Now I'm drinking like 2 to 4 cups a day of that.
Now you're just straight black. Just like your dad.
I just like, I don't know, just tastes so fucking good. And then obviously like it gives you a nice kick, like
yeah, so
like legitimately it gets you going.
So let's talk about that.
Like, you're
so
tired. You're like, all right, what are we doing?
Like, so let's talk about the kick, like. Yeah. You've never really experienced, so like that's, it's a different kick than just your Starbucks like glass frappuccino.
No, like that's more probably just like a sugar high.
Mm-hmm.
Like that'll get me going too, but not like this.
But you crash because of all the sugar and right, shit. It doesn't sustain itself.
Yeah, I was on that kombucha tip for a while, and then it just like, I don't know, kind of just stopped tasting. Like it never really tasted good, but like I don't know, I just kind of got over it.
I like kombucha.
And it's super. Super expensive, dude.
It's like $3-$4.
It's like $4 a drink or whatever.
Yeah, it's just, I fuck with the kombucha for the health benefits of that shit. So, like, if your stomach's fucked up, like, going into that shit, like, so whatever. We have, like, probiotics, antibiotics, probiotics. So when you, like, shit yourself and you just, like, eat something crazy and you just, like, water shit everything out of you, that's your body, like, trying to get rid of everything. Yeah. But when it gets rid of all that waste, it's also getting rid of good shit. Because it's trying to flush you. So once you get rid of that good shit, you need to replenish it with probiotics. So, like, whenever you're fucking, like, sick or whenever you're, like, feeling like shit or whenever you just, like, take a gnarly-ass deuce, like, it's good to drink probiotics after. Or when you have a stomachache or whatever. Or, like, sushi or fucking whatever.
I go through, like, phases. Like, I was, like, on, first I was on coffee, and then I was on green tea. And then I was on kombucha, and now I'm on this fucking whatever the fuck I'm on. I'm just on the coffee spree right now.
You're just like trying.
Give me a fucking black coffee tomorrow. God, just bring me some like crazy shit. What is that like? Is that like super strong or just like gross?
Nah, it's, so the thing about black coffee, so
espresso's the strong shit.
It's actually not. It's kind of concentrated, but when the cold brew is more, really? Has more caffeine than the espresso.
I was calling it nitro brew.
I mean, it's similar. So the thing
that makes sense.
So the nitro brew is basically cold brew, but then they throw the nitrous shit in it, so it makes it like kind of frothy. So they like they would fill up
the texture of this or the whatever consistency. Yeah. It's just like whatever regular.
Yeah, it's pretty much
bagged
coffee. Yeah. Bag of coffee.
They had sick marketing too, because like their bag, like the flavor is literally called Churro AF.
Yeah, those dudes do a good job.
And then it says on the bag, it's like, don't leave this out in the open, silly goose. It says it on the front of the bag.
Silly goose.
Yeah. And the dude's like a skater, obviously. Or he looks like one. Just like
he had a transition shirt on.
I'm pretty sure he skates. But anyways, like, I don't know. It's just cool when people do marketing and they don't take it seriously. And that's like, I think the book you let me read, the
Anything You Want.
$20 Baby or something.
It's $1 million Baby. The CD Baby.
CD Baby.
$20 million in
exactly
8 years.
That
whatever.
One. How he was like, yeah, I just started making my processes like more like friendly and more like real. Like just not like, you have reached customer service and it will take us 12 hours to respond to you. Thank you for your assistance.
Yeah.
Rebecca or whatever. It's like, yo, motherfucker, we over here working. Like, we're trying to get your shit. I'll be there soon. Don't trip. Or whatever. Just, like, say some funny shit. And then people are like, oh, haha, it's a real company. Like, this is funny. Like, and then, like, that was, like, one of the things that, like, kind of made his, like, brand kind of, like, stand out or whatever.
That's so, exactly.
Like, it's cool when you see people do that. Like,
that's,
I want to do more of that type of shit.
That's, like, what Instagram, I feel like, is. Yeah. That's influencers. Because right. where brands are over here trying to be like, check out for 20% off, make sure to click, and then the discount code. And then, like, you get Mackenzie or you get an actual person who's posting about that shit, and they're throwing in their personality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes, that's why more people are going to fuck with Mackenzie or influencers than High-Rise TV. Because right. people look at High-Rise TV as a company, where people want to fuck a company in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want to follow the person.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or maybe even follow the person, and then they, that person starts a company, and then people follow that.
Right.
It's just skateboarding. It's the same thing as, like, we've been saying about skateboarding. Skateboarding's hurting, and you're seeing it because it's all about the skateboarder. Nobody gives a fuck about the company anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always say, like, cool fucking...
Dude, that's so true in skateboarding. Now that, yeah, I never thought of it like that.
Okay, we look at America...
Because it's always like, yeah, you fuck with a certain skater, and then, like, sometimes because of them you fuck with the company, but like a lot of times it doesn't even matter. Like Evan Smith, for example, that's a perfect example. Like Element, like, I mean, Element's cool or whatever, but it's not my favorite. I'm not like, fucking Element's dope, like, ah, you know what I mean? But then Evan Smith, it's like, that fool's fucking amazing.
He could ride for anything. But it
like doesn't court, you know what I mean? So that's like, I don't know, it's interesting.
Like back in the day, the company validated the skateboarder.
Mm-hmm.
And now the skateboarder 100% validates the company.
Without the skaters, there's, yeah.
So, like, I was about to say, like, America, we've always looked at America as, like, core skateboarding. It's cool. It's got fucking Reynolds. It had fucking Ellington. It has fucking Leo, whoever the fuck. It's always had this chorus of skateboarders, like, legit-ass dudes. But they put out Made 2, the video, and they probably spend fucking $100,000. Dollars, a couple hundred thousand dollars on this thing between paying the dudes who are in it and the videographer salaries and travel budget and promo. Dude,
that's so funny if you think about like a skate budget versus like a real budget.
Are you kidding?
You know what I mean? Because like we're all just hustling. Like they're just like, let's just figure it out. Like let's just, we're going to get a hotel room and sleep 12 people in here. We're going to eat fucking hot dogs from 7-Eleven and like just resourcefulness. You
fucking
know?
Per diem being like $20 a day.
Right.
Like, it's insane. Like, what are we eating? Like, literally gas station food. So, they put out... America puts out so this funny. Fucking Made videos, and Brandon Westgate and Colin Provost have these jacked parts. Do they sell any more Americas? No.
Yeah.
Does Brandon Westgate and Colin Provost equity go up? Yes.
Yeah.
But nobody gives a shit. More shops aren't picking up America. They just fucking dug themselves into a hole with this budget.
I feel like unless it's, like, a super Kraken video, like, pretty sweet, or, like, something like that, then, like... They drop it and the company gets a ton of attention for like a year or whatever, and then it's like whatever. But if it's just like one or two like standout parts, then it's like, yeah, like I don't know. Because I don't know, I see that all the time. Like obviously it's a marketing tool to get attention on your brand, is to make a video, right? It's just look at fucking Lakai or Girl, for example, or
$1 million, dude.
Whatever. Pretty, what was the one before Pretty Sweet? Or was it Pretty
Sweet? Right?
No, I guess it was Pretty Sweet then. But, dude, I remember when that came out, like...
Fully Flared. We're fucking retarded.
Yeah, like, just all that shit.
Fully
like,
Flared
just,
was a 10-year video.
Like, Lakai was hot as fuck for, like, 3 years after that. You know what I mean? Solely because of that video. Because that Manic video Maddie. Was epic.
Manic Maddie.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, Flip.
Flip, sorry,
Flip,
yeah.
Flip wrote off the first... The two sorries for, like, 5 years That's after true. That shit.
Yeah.
Like, they should never have put out Extremely Sorry. They should have just kept writing off, like... The sorry and fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let people remember Ardo and Jeff and
dude,
Appleyard and
Raleigh
shit.
Raleigh 180 nose grinded Wilshire 15 in the middle of his part.
Fisheye.
People, like, don't even, like, there's, like, so many tricks in those parts that people don't even understand. Like, Ardo Nolly nose slid Wilshire 15 in the middle of his part. Like,
fisheye.
There's
not
just
slow
all these, like, fucked up tricks that are just, like, exactly, just, like, it's like, what? And this was, like, how long ago?
I don't
ago?
Even know what year that is. I need to fucking, need to have my laptop out.
Fucking crazy, man.
So, yeah, I just feel like that back in the day, the companies, the skate companies could ride off the shit. Like you, like we said, Girl could ride off Yeah Right for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Flip could ride off.
Or Yeah Right was
sorry.
A
year. S rode off Manic Maddie forever. You know, that worked. And then nowadays, with Instagram.
Well, now it's so hard unless you're putting out some crazy, like, like Plan B or whatever. Like they have some video they worked on for like 7 years. There's all this hype on it, and they drop it, they get attention or whatever. But it's like every day there's something crazy on Instagram. So it's like, good luck. Like it's so much harder now. It's just a different game now.
You know? Like a completely different world.
Not even close.
And then the way that the kids look at skateboarding nowadays is completely different. Like even if we did have Instagram back in the day, no way people are filming at skate parks.
Yeah.
Like you, if you, back in the day, if you gave us sponsor videos, which you used to have to do, you had to get a hold of somebody at a company, whether it's a rep or fucking homie, a team manager, whatever. You give them a sponsor video and they check it out. If your fucking first trick is at a skate park, that's just getting ejected immediately.
Yeah, for real. That was always a rule. Like, no skate park.
No skate parks. Whatever. Like, that is not real skateboarding. Like, you fucking practice at the skate park if you please, and then you go to the streets, and then you take your shit to the fucking streets. You have to deal with security guards. You have to deal with cracks. You have to deal with fucking shit that's not made for skating. Like, that was the whole point
of filming a video park. That's the whole challenge, yeah.
Nowadays, it's like, sick, you could do a NBD, which means never been done trick, at a skate park, but, like, depending on who you ask, is that a real NBD?
Yeah.
You know? Like, no, or is it only count if it's on a street spot? Because, like, you could fucking sit at a skate park for 3 fucking years, not get kicked out ever, go from, by the time you get out of school, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. when it gets dark, maybe it has lights, you're there till 10.
It's every day trying to get one trick.
7 hours, you try that same fucking trick for 5 years, and then you do it, not an NBD. But it's like, what about the people who go out into the streets, and they gotta go to the spot, and they gotta go when security's there, and the cops drive by, and there's a crack, and it's not made for skating, and the rail's steep, and whatever.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a completely different playing field.
You're not going to find a perfect flat bar in the streets.
Well, it's just so funny. Like, when we were filming, it was all about, like, oh, it's just, like, stack footage, and, like, no, we can't show anyone, and, like, it's always a secret, you know? Like, that was always the thing. Or it's like, oh, what'd you get last week? Oh, I can't tell you. You gotta wait. Or, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then now it's the complete opposite, where it's like, as soon as you do it, you want to put it on Instagram and let everyone know. And, like,
yep.
It's just so funny how, like, that.
It's so strange. That's
the switch or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sitting on, like, 5 minutes of street footage that's, like...
Like, I would have been such an Instagram fucker back then. Like, I would have been posting, like, 7 clips a day, dude.
Yeah.
Because I would have had, like, fuck Lil Jon. I'd have, like, all... Because I always tell me I'd just kill it, like...
And they didn't know,
like,
yeah.
Like, dude.
People didn't know him.
Exactly.
They didn't have, like, their names run out there, but they were doing, like, hard flip backtail big spins, and they're, like, 15.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you had this sick little squad.
Yeah. It's just... It's so interesting.
People are like, what are these people even talking about?
I know, seriously, just 20 minutes of skate talk.
There's some other shit I want to talk about. So yeah, coffee. Aaron, coffee.
That all started with coffee.
It all starts with coffee and ends with skateboarding.
Moral of the story, drink some more coffee.
And of course, you have to hit the Facebook ads on the way. Yeah, coffee. Dude, coffee's fucking crazy. Okay, let's go back to coffee. Let's talk about some more fucking coffee. So going back to, like, drinking the black coffee and the sugar, and I probably talked about that, like, from that Terrence McKenna book I read, The Food of the Gods, where when you combine, so sugar's a drug, it's like a stimulant, it does shit to your body, hypoglycemic, makes your fucking blood, what does whatever, and then coffee, obviously being a stimulant with caffeine, and then when you combine those two motherfuckers, it creates a whole different animal. So for me personally, like, I can feel the difference. I get way more jittery when I have sugar in my coffee. I gotta piss more, it, like, thins my blood out.
Yeah,
like, it's just a whole different thing where drinking it black, me personally, like, I can feel the difference to where I'm just steady sprack. Like, not even sprack, just, like, I'm good. Like,
yeah.
I don't feel body high. I just feel like my brain's going, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've only had black coffee once, and I just remember it wasn't good.
It's when you know you're old.
Yeah, right?
It's like, it's when you drink it at... Not for the taste. You drink it because you're like, I need some fuel.
Yeah. That fuel, dude.
Because that's the first thing I do when I wake up. Is I, like...
Yeah, it's crazy. People act like, well, I'm done. Like, that shit is a drug, dude.
It's
like,
100% a drug.
It's crazy. If you really think, like...
100.
Or, like, I just saw a funny meme, and it was just, like... Fucking... It was just, like, a cartoon of, like, some fat, just sloppy, fucking American whatever lady. Crazy whatever. And she's just, like... You fucking pothead. And then she has, like, a cigarette in her hand, fucking cup of coffee in one hand, like, taking a pill in the... What the fuck ever. Just all the little things. And then, like... And I'm just like, dude, I know so many people like that. Where it's, like, they're just like getting shit faced off fucking Jack Daniels every weekend and popping fucking pills and fucking you name it, dude. And then they're like really legitimately think that weed is worse than all that, and they legitimately think that they're not even doing anything wrong or that they're not doing anything illegal because technically all of it's legal. It's fucking crazy.
It's so strange, and it's
like, how do people not understand it? It's 2000 fucking 18 just about, like
it's crazy how much the propaganda and the war on drugs and everything
has just lingered
for, has like seeped into people's heads. Like, people still forget that it's legal, you know?
Like, dude, I 100% just feel like it's legal. Like, I don't even look at it like it's illegal anymore.
I mean,
like, literally, like, I do not give a fuck. Like, I'll be smoking in my car, like, driving around with weed. Like, I don't give a shit. I had a dream, like, I had cool. a DUI pull me over. Last night. Like, I don't care. What are you going to do? Nothing. Good luck.
And you're just going to talk to him like an adult. That's a thing, too. You're not going to put it like, dude, exactly, you're going to be like, dude, yeah, I was fucking smoking. Like, sorry, I'm sitting in traffic. Like,
I just feel like unless you're selling like 100 pounds of weed or you have a crazy grow operation or like you're selling it to like fucking 10-year-old, you know what I mean? If you're just being a legitimate fucking idiot, then it's like...
Well, I think also... I get
it, but if not, like, you're fine, dude. They're gonna do shit. You're in California.
People who like shelter their lives. Like, they go home, they fucking... They start at their house, they get into their car, they drive 45 minutes to work, they sit in their cubicle... They ask what's for lunch. They go get fucking Chipotle. They come back to their cubicle. They sit in traffic on the way home. They fucking get home. They watch Netflix. They eat fucking food. And they go, or they watch the news, a reality TV. And then they go home. And all they experience is television and their fucking office cubicle, which is other people just watching the news and watching fucking reality TV.
That's true.
Like, those people
just consuming the same shit.
Those people haven't stumbled upon the rabbit hole of WeedTube, or they haven't stumbled. They don't know what our explore page looks like on Instagram. Like, once you see what fucking everybody who listens to this, chances are, there's like a fucking 95% chance that you're fucking fuck with the weed community.
Yeah.
So y'all explore page is fucked too.
Yeah.
It's just giant 2-foot slabs. And Mackenzie smoking 25 grams in a session. And fucking Matthias, whatever his name is, just taking 15 million fucking dabs at once. And fucking Adam Ill fucking with 25 packs. Like, when you see all that shit, and then you're fucking smoking a little bit of weed, you're like, okay, I'm good.
Exactly, yeah.
It's not bad.
Exactly, like, it's just so
like, I'm smoking a joint, talking about fucking business and life and shit, like, it's not, these motherfuckers like, want to come
what
after
are you gonna do?
If these motherfuckers want to come after us for this shit, it's like Joey Diaz is like, dude, if you're gonna fucking arrest me for smoking a joint while walking down the street, like, fuck it,
that's what I'm saying,
I'll fucking just arrest me then, because like, I don't want to fucking live in a world that I can't just smoke weed. I'm not being a bad person, nobody, you know what I mean, people aren't fucking smoking weed and then going to like fucking rob people.
Yeah,
but that's the way they twisted it, you know.
And it just still lingers. It just keeps just lingers.
I mean, people just forget, you know. They're still like, my mom was tripping out because we drove up to the Bay Area for the holidays, and I told her I was gonna be ripping the wax pen on the way up, and she was
mom,
like,
"Mom, we're gonna be ripping on the way up,
ripping that pen.
So buckle up."
Yeah, and she was like tripping, and I'm like, "Yo, it's when we started the podcast," and she's like tripping. I'm like,
"You're like here,
yeah, please,
relax,
please, the indica."
Yeah,
but yeah, it's they're just like, imagine if,
and
like,
especially up north.
Oh my god!
Like right, like down here, it's like. Like, I don't give a fuck, honestly, but I feel like it's obviously stricter and there's probably, like, a higher chance.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go up north and it's just, like,
you're
really, who gives a fuck? Like, they're not doing shit. Even if you have, like, 20 pounds in your car, they're just like, have a nice day, you know what I mean? Like,
dude, a lot, that's why I think where it started for me being comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I would just go up to the city so much, like, 10 times a year.
Yeah.
And I would just be with my homies and literally... Everybody just walks around with like at least a 1/2 ounce of shake on them, because all the homies just go trim up there. That's what they skateboard, and then they go trim for like a couple weeks, and then they come back and they just have a bunch of fucking trim or whatever. Everybody just rolls spliffs, so you just eat with 10 dudes, and we go outside and everybody's just on the sidewalk just rolling spliffs, and then everybody just roasts personal fucking spliff outside, like on the sidewalk, like 10 of them going at once, like crackheads jerking off, pissing on themselves, like, who cares? Like, my homie's just literally lighting a spliff, like, 5 feet from that.
Yeah, that was like the first time, like probably like really seeing it, like being like, whatever, probably like 21 or 22 or something, in San Francisco, and just like people just smoking everywhere. And then after that, I was like, wow, this is crazy. And then like, and then I realized it was similar in LA too. Honestly, mm-hmm. not as much, but it's like very similar to where it's like people just legitimately do not give a fuck. There's just people on the sidewalk just like smoking blunts, mm-hmm. just like fucking. What are you gonna do?
Just
like,
the more casual you are, the better off you are.
Right.
You know, like Jaquan.
Like, don't look at me like I'm crazy. Like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
And well,
just like, get all fired up.
Yeah. Right.
Don't flip fucking the, look at me flip like the that. Laptop. You're fucking crazy.
So like, Aaron and I are from Orange County.
Represent 714.
City of Orange. Build nautical, a park. Nautical Star Tap, bro. Angels, bro.
SoCal.
And Newport Beach, and so we might as well have, as far as like weed in our city, like we might as well have grown up in Texas.
Yeah,
like we being the skateboarders in the area, we were already trouble.
Yeah,
you know, or you go to Irvine, there's one. Irvine was the safest city in the world when I was in high school.
Dude, Irvine was always the worst, like the worst cops. Like,
what? There's one murder every 2 years. Yeah. That's the average.
Yeah.
It's like 16 a day.
But you know why they're all dicks is because they're just bored.
Cause yeah, exactly.
Fucking going on there.
So we are the crime.
Right.
So, yeah, the six cop cars roll up, just flex on us so hard. So us growing up with weed, like I was paranoid as fuck, especially just being like sheltered, half Asian fucking dude. So, yeah, growing up and then, like you said, going to L.A. Once you go to L.A., you're like, oh.
That's actually something. Let's talk about fucking risk.
Let's take a risk.
Like, not giving a shit. Like, anybody in the world who's ever accomplished anything had to be like, fuck it.
Like, the craziest shit that's a perfect example is Tesla. No, sorry. Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Same shit, right? Mm-hmm. He made Tesla. Anyways. So, he started PayPal. Or he bought PayPal or something.
Co-founder of PayPal.
That's what I meant. And then he sold that shit, right? He like sold that.
Yeah.
Made like $250 million. And then he invested all of his money into fucking Tesla. And there's like a famous like quote or a meme or whatever. And it's like I made $250 million. And then 2 weeks later, I couldn't pay my rent. Because he put everything he had into fucking Tesla. But that's just because, like, that dude is one of the smartest people in the world.
Well, he just knows.
So exactly. So he knows. But you're taking a huge risk at the same time, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Risk. Anybody right. who's been super successful, like...
Or even not. Even if you're just working a normal job or something like that. And then you leave and start a business. Or you mm-hmm. leave and travel the world.
Or anybody like, who's done anything. Risk, you know? Like, you've taken a risk. You want to go see Europe? You're going to have to take a risk. You're going to have to get on that plane, fly 35,000 feet in the air. You're going to have to get there and have fucking Moroccans and fucking whatever trying to pickpocket you.
Yeah.
No offense to any Moroccans listening to us. That's just fucking Barcelona for you. But, yeah, so there's just risk involved in anything. So let's fucking segue into Fuchs Books.
That's our new segment.
So I just got this book. It was recommended. Might have been recommended in Tools of Titans. It's called Make Your Bed. It's by Admiral. It's a 4-star Admiral William McRaven. He's a retired Navy SEAL.
And what if it was really just a book on how to legitimately make your bed? And it was written by that guy?
It was 142 pages.
Sir William Admiral General Sir Guy the Third, 17. And then he's just like...
17th Battalion.
Step one. Fold your sheets and...
Chapter one.
Yeah.
It's like 13 pages just on like straightening your sheet.
Can you imagine?
So yeah, basically this book is like, it's make your bed, little things that can change your life and maybe change the world. So if you make your bed every morning, you'll have accomplished the first task of the day. It'll give you a small sense of pride and it'll encourage you to do another task and another and another. By the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never do the big things right. So... That's from, he did like a commencement speech at the University of Texas, and he goes through like 10 things that he learned in Navy SEAL training. And he breaks it down from like experience and then like an experience he had,
mm-hmm.
and then explains it. And it's super small book. If you guys are looking at it, it's like smaller than my fucking hand. It's like 140 pages. I pretty much read like almost all of it on Saturday. So if you guys find this shit on Amazon, it's like $8. And or like fucking toilet reading. Like you put this shit in your bathroom, 10 shits, and you read the entire book. You know? So it's cool. And like one of them is about taking risks. And like that's just a huge thing like I've been thinking about is you're not just being content and complacent, you're never gonna go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to shake it up. You have to fucking set yourself up for these like extreme changes and then like adapt to them. And that's how you grow. Right. You know? Let's see if I can like find which one he's talking about taking the risk, but like just breaking down the shit he says, like start by making your bed. I've been doing that shit. I was doing it, but I wake up before my chick, so it's like kind of hard. I'm like, whoever wakes up last gotta make the fucking
yeah.
It's kind of a rule.
That doesn't even cross me.
Yeah, I know, for sure. You're like, this is the last thing. Oh yeah, and another thing he says is like cool, because so you start your day off right, you get the first thing done, like you feel straight, like cool, I accomplished some shit first thing. And then even if you have a shitty day, you come home to a made bed. Mm. And then you realize that, like, look, tomorrow's a whole new day. Yeah. Like, that's, like, kind of one of the things behind it. It's, like, find someone to help you paddle. That's just talks about, like, his experience in Navy SEAL training. A lot of this is Navy SEAL training shit. Like, what they teach the fucking recruits or the people yeah. trying to join. Measure a person by the size of their heart, not the size of their flippers. He's like tells a cool story about how like, so they had to do like these 5 mile night swims and like all this crazy super shit. Fucked up, yeah,
Navy SEAL
shit. He doesn't like glamorize it too much, but it's like damn fool. Like this fool's like making it broad and like summarizing it, and like we've seen some shit. So this motherfucker was the dude who, when we captured bad Saddam motherfucker, and we locked him up, he's a dude that checked on Saddam every day.
Damn.
And like he said he had like people, government officials from Iraq come and they were terrified of him even though he was locked up yeah. and like he wasn't gonna be able to do any shit anymore. They were yeah. still so intimidated. And this motherfucker would
how
just...
hard do you think they fucked with him?
Who knows? Because
oh my god, have you seen some of the Guantanamo, what is it?
Guantanamo Bay? Just saying that all stone sounds so weird.
What? Dude, there's like videos. This is stony as shit. Like there's like all these dude of just like no, like they just have the inmates like naked, like tied up, and they're just like pissing on him and fucking like just like gnarly shit, just fucking with these people like so fucking hard, or torturing them or fucking
making them stay awake for 5 days, yeah. which they made the SEALs do.
And it's just all these like jacked up fucking Marines, or I don't even know if they're Marines, whatever they're called, just Army people, or
yeah, I don't even
park
know
ranger,
who
they're... whatever the fuck, whoever the fuck's watching Guantanamo Bay, whatever you call that. That's what I'm trying to say. They're just like fucking with all these. I think they shut it down because it was like
I
so
think they shut it down. It was all after that shit, right? That came out, and that's when they were like
something. Oh, even if that just leads into a crazy one. I was watching on Netflix, and like same thing. It was like this kid goes to Rikers Island or whatever. For some shit he didn't even do. Some like 18-year-old black kid got pulled over on some shit, just on some, you're black, like I'm this fucking racist shit. Cop like took him, locked him up, couldn't get a lawyer for like 2 years, so they just kept prolonging his court date even though he was innocent and didn't do anything. So he was in jail for 2 years, and in that time like they fucked with him so bad that he like lost his mind. And then he went to solid, or no, they just fucked with him super bad, like torturing him, fucking like just all this crazy shit. And then so he went to solitary confinement because he was like acting like, because he was whatever, being crazy. And then he was in there for 60 days with nothing. Like, and they say after 45 days you go crazy.
Yeah.
So he's in there for 60 days, and then he came out and he was like fucking crazy, like lost his mind pretty much, like whatever. And then 6 months after that he got out, and then he committed suicide a month after he got out, and he was like 21 because he was just so fucked up in the head. Oh, and then he came home and his mom was like, he won't leave his room. Like, he literally, like, because he's so fucked in the head. Like, so he's at home, he's free, but he's, like, stuck in this room. And he just, like, can't. And then he's, like, so depressed that he just fucking hung himself out the window of the front house. And his mom was in the fucking living room, and they talked, like, 15 minutes before he did it. How crazy is that?
It's so crazy, our whole system. And, like, that's the same innocent person that went through...
They just broke like the system. That happened to a fucking yeah. like
Like, and that's supposed to be the way to rehabilitate someone.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the system is set up. Like, I don't know, man. I'm not fucking a genius. I'm not even smart at all, but obviously we have a mental illness problem in this country, and that's not how you fucking deal with it, you know? Yeah. And, well, that dude's innocent.
Yeah.
But we're just creating more criminals. You're locking people in these systems. These kids get stuck. Dude,
the prison shit is such a hustle. Everything is a fucking scam or a hustle. I swear to God, I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
The government is a fucking hustle.
Like, everything.
Dude,
like,
and then these innocent kids, or these kids that are getting caught with 2 grams of weed, and then they get thrown in this courtroom, which basically they're just getting thrown into this gladiator fucking arena full of pseudo smart fucking people who pass the bar, who know the laws, and that have their egos, and that are trying to, it's literally a game. Like, those dudes are about their record. Yeah. This dude's 49-0. Like, that's the record. I'm not gonna lose. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna fucking defend this person that's guilty as fuck, but I'm gonna fucking try to, you know, cause it's about the lawyer too. Yep. It's about their record. It's about their firm. Like, and then you have these kids that just get caught with, like, whatever, made a mistake. Like, this person's in a car with their friend that fucking robbed a liquor store, and they didn't even know they were gonna do it.
Yeah.
Granted, don't fucking hang out with that dude, but then this person is thrown into the lion's den.
And, like, they even had evidence of this, but they couldn't take it to court because it just kept getting delayed or whatever. Or, like, they had a witness that pretty much was saying, like, yeah, this isn't the right dude, or something, like, super good evidence, some shit, and, like, they didn't have money for a lawyer, so they couldn't do anything. So, like, that's the whole, like, gist of this thing was, like, they pretty much, if you don't have money, you're fucked, and if you have money, you're good.
Pretty much.
And that's how the world works. Mm-hmm. As sad as that sounds, like, that's kind of how the world works.
Unless you better freeway Rick Ross yourself and go to jail, learn how to read, learn all the laws, and then realize how you got framed and then get the fuck out. If you guys aren't familiar with that, the real
Rick Ross. Yeah, there is always that story, too, where you just go and you represent yourself, like, the movies and shit, where they're just, like, reading all this shit, and they just come out and they just represent themselves and they just kill it.
Like, how crazy is that?
Dude, how dope would that
be? Like, the real Rick Ross story?
That's probably what I would do, because I would just be like, oh, all right, motherfucker, you're going to lock me up? And then, like, I'm 6 years, I have nothing else to do, so I'm just going to obsess over this 7 days a week. PhD. Just like, and then just come out and then just fucking put them in jail and shit.
Just pass the bar. Have you seen that movie, the one that he breaks out, the one that he's in jail, Law-Abiding Citizen?
Dude, that's the sickest movie ever. Sick. That's where he, like, breaks out and does some shit.
Like, while he's in it.
Yeah.
So sick. He's just, like, the patent dude.
Yeah.
And think tank homie. I remember Jen, because she's not into a lot of movies that I like. And then I turned it on, and the first scene is, like, his fucking wife getting, like, raped and stabbed in front of him. And then she was just like, you're invested.
Yeah.
You're like, I want to see this dude die.
Yeah.
Like, I got to watch the fucking next hour and a half of this.
Yeah.
But, so basically, you guys gotta risk it all.
So basically,
how did that one even start? That one started from making your bed.
Yeah.
Which you go into prison, and I wonder if they make you make your bed.
Oh my God.
Let's see, what else does he say?
Yeah, I just went down a weird rabbit hole real quick. Oh, quick one to tie back into the prison thing though. So they literally are like production house, like they like in the cut, like doing sewing and shit, like legitimately, like Victoria's Secret, that's probably the only one I can name, but there's like 15 other huge ones that, like, I don't know off the top of my head, but like that have been proven to use private prison workers or prison workers or whatever for labor, because they could pay them $3 a day. Mm-hmm. So if you're Victoria's Secret, you and the warden, you're like, yo, Victoria, like, what's Gucci? You need 3,000 dresses. I got 3,000 homies in the fucking cut sewing. You give me $8 a dress. I get 3. I make 5. We good. We going Sizzler. Boom. So, like, they legitimately use prison because the labor is way cheaper. It's the same thing as using, like, China or a sweatshop or what the fuck ever. You're just paying $3 a day instead of probably $30 a day or who knows, whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. Yes. What am I saying? Like, a couple $100 a day.
Yes, prisoners used to sew lingerie for Victoria's Secret, just like in Orange is New Black Season 3.
How crazy is that?
Victoria has a fucking secret.
And, like, other companies, too. But, like, how crazy is that?
companies that use prison labor. You know, Google knew what I was going for after I typed in it.
Damn it, Google.
That's never happened. That's dope.
The algorithm, dude.
I went from Victoria's Secret prison labor, and then I typed in companies, and then it said that use prison labor.
Damn. It's like big companies, dude. It's crazy.
Who needs a young Jamie when you can get an Alexa?
I know.
Can you change her name? Like, we need to get one for the podcast.
Yes, because somebody had one. Oh, Green Street made a custom one for Gary Vee. Remember? Did I show you that?
Mm-mm.
When he came to their office, they're like, check this out. And they had an Alexa, and then he, like, pressed it, and it was like, what's up, Gary Vee? Or, like, it was, like, some custom shit.
What's up, G?
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, that's good. All
right.
It's funny.
50 companies supporting modern slavery. Caged Bird Magazine.
Caged Bird Magazine.
Prison labor is a $1 billion industry. Yeah. 13 corporations benefiting from the prison industrial complex. It's 2014. Have you
it's
seen...
like Christians Republic of the Church or something. It's just like...
Yeah, just using
some crazy shit.
Have you seen the best movie of all time, Shawshank Redemption?
McDonald's?
McDonald's documentary?
That's not even a documentary, and I thought it was.
Still calling it a documentary.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a long ass time.
You ever have like 5 hours rewatch?
Yeah, I ever just have like an entire day to just watch one movie.
That is,
that'll be the one.
Like the best fucking movie. It used to be always on like TBS or something.
I'm gonna watch Law Abiding Citizen now. I forgot how dope that movie
badass.
Is.
Badass, motherfucker, badass.
Those are like my favorite movies where people go to prison and they're like calling the shots while they're inside of the prison.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a couple of them. Or they just like, or like bank robbery movies, like the one where he fucking robs a bank and then he walks out as the painter. Or he walks
inside,
out as the cop
inside
or
man.
Whatever. Dude, that one's so sick too. Like
just walks out the front door. The other one where like the surfer dudes rob the bank.
Point Blank or whatever. What's is that called? Point Gross Blank or something?
Point Blank.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an sick. FBI agent. Alright, so Whole Foods supports prison industrial complex.
See, big boys.
Who else? Who else we got here?
The High Rise Co.
The High Rise. Imagine, we'd be rich.
I know.
We would not be in this podcast studio if we were using prison labor to make our hats. I'll tell you that. Guess what else?
Huh.
Our boy, Ray Kroc.
Oh, my boy.
McDonald's uses inmates to produce frozen
foods.
Man,
I never liked that guy, anyways.
Dave
to
Thomas.
Do what? To cook up. Fucking
processed beef for patty. This is also like 2014, so let's just say up until 2014.
So how does that work? You have a prison and you just are like, cool, I'm gonna fucking start a little side hustle on the side yard and put a fucking meat packing, like, what? You know what I mean? Like,
gotta watch Shawshank Redemption. Remember, there's the warden, and he like slides him the
so
donuts.
So the wardens
or whatever.
Are just like hustling,
dude. Remember the
so
warden?
Do the wardens own the jail, or are they just in charge of the jail? Because is a like
what
does
a warden?
Yeah. Oh my god, how does that work? Like, is the warden like appointed, like, yo, fool, like, you're the new manager?
They manage and oversee the activities.
That's how they talk to them. Yo, fool, you're the new manager.
Like, God, would that be the worst? With the dean? Manage and oversee the activities of correctional facility staff to ensure safety and security of the facility as well as the proper treatment of the inmates. As administrators, prison wardens establish prison policies and set financial goals for the prison. How much they make?
You know what I also go down the rabbit hole is I'll watch these prison documentaries and then I'll just go down the rabbit hole and I'll watch like 15 and it's just like the craziest shit where it's like prison riots or it's like when the prisoners overthrow the fucking prison and shit, like so crazy, like I don't even know. It's fucking insane.
And you're like
dude.
Stuck in there,
you're
like
this
some,
is
like...
real life. Like this really happens.
You're
like
yeah. You're a good dude who like takes like, this job because your homie's like, hey man, it's got good benefits. And
yeah.
You're like, all right, and I'm fucking 40 pounds.
Or like,
overweight.
Yeah, all the stories of just like inmates getting stabbed in the face or fucking getting shit thrown on them or just like the gnarliest shit. Or like,
but
they overtake the prison and kill fucking 6 guards and then they fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
but it's weird it's because nuts. Then you hear both sides of the story from people who've gone there. Like, we have like Armin's brother who came here like the day after. And, like, Armin smoked him out, and he sat here and, like, talked to me for, like, 45 minutes. And he was saying it's, like, a whole different thing. Like, it's chill. Like, people don't want to get in trouble. I mean, because you don't want to get fucked, and you don't want to get your sentence doubled, or I don't know the politics of it. Yeah. I got detention once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but I don't know. It's interesting. Like, obviously, there's the maximum whatever, you know?
I've heard a similar thing from, like, a couple people that I don't really know a lot of people that have gone to jail, but I know a couple people, and, like, they all say the same shit. Like, you all just run with a clique. Like, as soon as you're in there, you pick who you're with, pretty much. It's, mm-hmm. like, the white people, the black people, the Mexicans, the fucking Aryans, like, whatever. There's, like, whatever groups. Mm-hmm. Or you're a homie, which you're, that means you're with everyone, or some mm-hmm. shit like that. And, like, I don't know. I've heard that, like, a couple times, like...
I've heard that from, like, a lot of... There's definitely, that's a thing. Like, everybody rolls together. But then, like, what do I do?
Yeah. Fucking half Japanese. Hang out with the fucking, like, white supremacists.
Yeah, you're gonna come out with a tattoo on your face.
I'd be chilling with all the black dudes.
For sure. Hey, so you go in there, you get tattoos on your face, you come out, your Instagram famous.
I know, right? I just come back with, like, fucking purple dreadlocks.
69 on your face. Teardrop on my face. Straight to 2 million followers for nothing. All right. Guess what the average yearly salary of a prison warden is.
$112,000 a year.
What would you, for you to be a prison warden, what would it take?
I'd be the warden. I just wouldn't be a correction. I wouldn't be like a fucking on the front line. Like a warden, you're Gucci. You got like 17 guards in front of you. I'll do it for $75,000 right now.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say for $83,000 a year,
83?
You could be a prison warden.
God. I mean, realistically, that'd probably be the easiest job. Probably not the easiest job ever, but, like, you just order every, you just boss everyone around. Like, you're not really doing anything. You're just, like, moving the pieces. You're just, like, stop fucking pissing on that inmate. You're like, we need more toilet paper. Like,
just go solitary confinement.
You're hired. Yeah, just fucking shut up. Here, go to court. See you later. Or you're just, like, the longest yard, and you're just orchestrating a all-star football team.
With Joey Diaz.
I thought they'd make at least 6 figures.
Well, that's the average, is 83. So, like, somebody might make 111.
Yeah.
Like
what's... Yeah, you'd have to fucking... Yeah, that'd just be such a... I don't even know. That'd be such a, like, boring, depressing job. Probably not boring, but, like, depressing. It'd just be, like, so, like... Like, you're not excited to go to work. Like, you know? You're just, like, going to work and you're just, like, cool.
I mean, like, it definitely takes, like, a certain person, you know what I mean? That's just, like, I'm gonna go fucking...
Or, yeah, you're that dude and you're just, like, the drill sergeant dude that's just, like, I'm gonna whip this place into shape and this every inch of this is gonna be perfect and I'm... Blah, 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 you know what I mean?
Or you're just, like, brainwashed as shit and you're just, like, racist as fuck, like, believing that, like... You're truly believing that all the black people in fucking prison, like, whatever the percentage is, like, 60% is, like, the people that are ruining the country and, like, not understanding that fucking the system is, like, to fucking place people in the, you know, minorities in the system. And they're just, like, sold. They're going home and they're watching fucking, like, Fox, you know, and they're, like, at the fucking Trump rally and they're just, like, I'm making the world a better place by keeping this dude locked up because he had fucking... a blunt and 2 baggies of weed.
Yeah.
He was ruining... I have kids.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think it would be fun to be a lawyer, though.
Dude.
Like, I could see myself being a good fucking lawyer, because I'm good at, like, finding shit and, like, looking shit up and, like, arguing with people. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like... I don't know. I feel like that could be such a fun job, because you're just, like... It's just like a...
It's a
you're
war
just, like,
zone,
like, dude. What I'm saying, like, you're just going into the courtroom and you're just, like... I got all this shit on you, motherfucker. Like, you're going down. Like, you think you got shit? Like, watch me. What's up? And then you just... I got photos of you fucking this guy's... You know what I mean? Like, I would just go in. Like, it would be so fun. Like, I just like, well, what's up? Like,
you're like Jim Carrey from Liar Liar.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I could see... I could.
That shit's crazy, dude. Yeah. Like, that is like some war zone shit.
And you just
shit.
Know all the little loopholes. So, like, you just know some shit that your fucking opponent doesn't know. And then you just fucking...
I mean, yeah.
You have some shit, but then you already know what they're going to hit you with. So then you hit them. You just... It's just like a crazy mind game. Like...
Oh, it's like some drop mic shit for sure.
Yeah, then you're just like, I'm out. Like, you just... No. Fuck you. Like...
It's 100%. So like, funny, it's like a football game for sure. Because there's like, I'm calling... And I don't know.
I never realized this until like recently. And I'm like, dude, this is crazy. Like, this is so... like insane.
And I don't know shit because I've been to court like twice for skating tickets.
I think me too, literally.
That's like it.
Maybe 2-3 times max been to court, all just to pay some tickets.
But I'm like overhearing a lot of the shit that like Mike and his ex-girlfriend like went through with that whole fucking off-duty cop like shooting her brother and that their front door, like whatever, all that crazy shit. And like just hearing how all the politics between everything works, it just, it's just like, I never fucking want to be in a courtroom ever in my life.
Dude, for real.
It just seems so crazy to the point where like,
it's just so stuck in the fucking whatever. It's just so stuck in the old ways. And it's just like taking so long to fucking turn. And it's not going to forever. You know what I mean? Because it's just everybody. It's everything's so black and white, even though everything's not so black and white. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's and it's true. It's all what you can prove. It's not, exactly, it's not what happened.
A lot of times it's just how much money you have and if you can afford to keep going and keep fighting it and fucking, you can have, you can pay this lawyer that's gonna find the whatever to, exactly, it's fucking, it's crazy. And it is, exactly, it's about what you can prove. It
has like, nothing to do with anything but what you can prove.
Yeah,
like it, the dude could be completely innocent, but if you could somehow prove that this dude, it was him, that dude's gonna get fucking locked up
and like, how easy is it for people to get framed? How easy is that? Think about it. Like, there's just a video on Facebook the other day that came out, and there's a cop planting fucking coke on someone, but he was filming himself do it. That's the type of people that are, like, doing this shit. Like, they're just so fucking dumb. They're like, oh, I'm gonna fucking lock up this Mexican over here. Like, we're gonna put some... Just because he's, like, a dumbass racist or whatever, and he just...
He filmed himself do it. Yeah,
so he's, like... Homie's like arrested or whatever, and he like puts the coke on him, and then he's like, oh, what's this, blah blah blah, and then it's like, cool, like, now this dude who didn't do, maybe he did some other shit, but like, let's say he didn't do anything, and then you just put coke on him, now he's fucked. Like, now you're taking him in, and then maybe he has like a prior, or maybe he doesn't, either way, now he's in the fucking system, and then now this fool's fucked, and then if he doesn't have any money, he gets fucked, and then he's in jail, and then he loses his job, and then, it, you know what I mean? It's just, like, crazy.
Now, what if you were Dan the Magic Man, and you were a cop,
oh my God,
and you were sliding all sorts of shit into these dudes' pockets?
Dude, for real.
Like, what if, like, Orange Police Department... Okay, for sure,
why doesn't Dan the Magic Man just start, like, robbing people? Like, if I was that fun, just go but to the like, bank it's not every even, it's the opposite. Day and it's just like, be like, oh, cool, I just made $500, thank you, bye. Like, oh, cool, I just made weed up here. Like, what does he do? How does he do that?
But it wouldn't even be robbing. It would be, it's like, the opposite it's of like robbing. So it would be like, silly. What if Dan the Magic Man put shit in people's pockets?
Yeah, it's like the opposite, yeah.
Like, if you were a fucking rich musician... Okay, oh here we go. God. If you're rich as fuck, if you were, like, fucking Warren Buffett... For sure spend money on a magic class. Next thing you know, you're sliding hundreds into random people's pockets. Or just hire like
30 fucking magicians on your payroll. And it's like that's the type of shit I want to do. Like, I want to get money and just be ignorant. Like, just make a ton of money and just do the stupidest shit ever. Like, just have 30 magicians on my payroll. And I just like walk outside and they're all just doing magic and shit.
It's like 50 stripper bitches on my payroll. Yeah.
Just 30 Dan the Magic Mans, like... Dude, you just deploy them out into the world and just unleash them.
It's like, fuck, you're in McKenzie's field goal kicker kid. Just first thing, he's like 3 years old.
No, dude, I was like, class. We're training our kid to just play golf. He's golfing. He's playing tennis. He's hanging out at the goddamn country club, and he's hitting some holes in ones.
Make that money, baby. Dude,
that's what I'm saying. Get, like, we're going to dress him up in that nice little polo. We're going to put him out there on the field. He's going
to be out there with that Titleist hat on.
I but it's like golf. In the crowd smoking a joint, like, hell yeah. Just like all these fucking country
dude people. Golf's fucking sick,
dude. Golf is sick.
Have you ever played golf? Here's a transition, this is where we're going.
Yeah, so like, cause like my grandparents are like fucking balls deep in golf. Like, they've been part of this fucking country club for like 25 years, probably longer, like literally for like fucking 30 years they've been part of this country club. So when I was, like, fucking 6 or something, or 7, or, like, young as fuck, they'd go to the country club golfing, and they'd be babysitting me, so they'd just bring me with them, and I would just fucking play golf in this, like, golf, like, summer camp or whatever at this, like, crazy country club, and they had, like, a pool. And
where is it, Corona or some shit?
Yorba Linda. Yorba Linda Country Club.
Okay, I've been to that one. It's like some private shit?
Private fucking crazy country club. And, like... So I'm just like fucking playing golf, like driving golf carts, like going swimming, like riding horse, just like the fucking craziest shit. I did it for like a year or like a year and a half. But usually, yeah, I'd just be at the driving range, just like
sick
cranking balls.
We should, dude. We should go to the driving range for sure.
I want to go to fucking Top Golf. We went to Vegas, like me and the Bukkake boys went to Vegas, and the whole time I'm just like, can we just go to Top Golf? Like, oh, let's go to like fucking Nexus or whatever the fuck. And I'm like, let's go to Top Golf. Like, I literally was trying to get us to go to Top Golf so goddamn bad, and like nobody wanted to go because nobody wanted to pay for it.
What is it? Just like Lucky Strike, but like.
No, it's like the dopest shit ever. So there's like 8 of them. And they're like these crazy driving ranges where it's like you have a private little booth, mm-hmm. like you get like bottle service, like you don't have to, but like they like wait on you and shit, but it's like kind of nice. And it's just like a little pod, mm-hmm. sections or whatever.
Little pod, yeah, little.
And you have the fucking balls come out or whatever. All the balls are tracked with chips. So you hit the balls and everything is like a game. So you track your balls. You track your balls on the fucking screen right there. So, like, it's, like, farthest drive, and then it tracks it so you know. Or it's, like, hit this fucking deer. What the fuck ever. And it's just, like, a crazy driving range. What?
How much is it
by
hour,
like, a
two-story
fucking pool. And, like, the one in Vegas, though, you hit it into the strip. So the strip is, like, the fucking, like, it's the strip right there. And you're, like, hitting it, and it's, like, it's just super sick. But, yeah, it's, like, 60 or 70 bucks an hour plus, like, food or whatever. So it's, like, kind of pricey, but, like, I was like, fuck, dude, that shit looks dope. Like,
that's
let's
fun
go.
As fuck
I know,
to
that's
me.
What I'm saying. Like, let's go play golf. Like,
god damn it. This thing may or may not have frozen.
Yeah, it probably did.
It was working fine.
But yeah, we need to go play fucking golf.
We'll be back on. Dude, what happened?
Last time we played golf, we were drinking 40s in the sand trap and fucking smoking blunts and riding around on top of the
card. Oh my
card
god.
That was the last time we went out on the range.
Did you even take a shot?
I took like 2 shots,
yeah,
dude.
I took 2 shots, too. Topped them both.
Because fucking Nick and Reed were just like killing it.
Or because we were smoking blunts and drinking 40s and making a montage.
That too.
It was like more important to get shots of you guys ripping blunts than it was to get shots of you taking shots. That's
so funny.
God damn it. This thing's fucked.
But yeah, it's off. Go to Top Golf, everyone. Tell us how it is. I still haven't even gone.
No, I want to go check this thing off. It just froze. All right, we have malfunctions.
We're back. Technical difficulties.
Quick time froze, but we got lucky and somehow it saved that last hour. But definitely surprised that this is the first time that that's ever happened.
Yeah.
Who knows what we were talking about? Prison wardens, all sorts of shit.
Baby back wardens.
Baby back wardens. Aaron getting scammed. Still yeah. getting scammed. Just finding random charges
still.
On your credit card.
Still.
Wake up still. Every day. What is... what? Jesus. Which account's going to get scammed today?
Dude. Literally two out of the... or yeah, I think two. Maybe three. Two or three of my accounts got fucking... unauthorized charges on him, and I just checked all my shit right now. Like, literally, no matter what, it's like every week.
You should just Google your social security number.
Well, I have like whatever
a
credit
fake social security yeah. number.
I have like some credit reporting shit, and it tells you all that shit, and like it says I'm fine. Probably not. Because like, how many times has it been like fucking whatever, Amazon has been hacked, all your information's gone, fucking
yeah.
Target, it's Chevron, and
Equifax.
All these like huge companies that you've used at one point or another in your life,
mm-hmm.
like we've all gone to Target, we've all fucking gotten gas mm-hmm. or whatever, and then they like find out that they're selling information or whatever, or that it gets hacked or whatever it is, and then it's like, cool, like...
Do you think it's some streaming stuff? Not illegally?
No, I don't see how that would, like, because it's, like, weird shit. It's, like, Victoria's Secret, like, it's just super random. It's always different. Like, because, like, first I got some shit for, like, charter
internet
transportation or, like, some weird, like, shit. It's, like, $312. And then, like, I got like a $200 something one from like Victoria's Secrets, and then like now I got this like trade show printing fucking one. I don't like literally every month it's like like I'm like constantly having to switch my cards out and get new accounts and update my shit like all the time. And then fucking checks, and then fucking this, and then that, and then Amazon, blah, 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 that I never heard of.
Passwords.
And then, dude, yeah. Can't escape it.
Cannot escape. Every day you wake up, what is going to come down?
Scamming.
We are about as thin as you could possibly be at the end of this year, as far as time and energy and attention and focus.
Yeah, we're on the home stretch here.
We're on the home stretch of just... fucking let's just get through this last month and then settle down, pick two or three things, do all that shit,
kill it,
instead of just trying to spread ourselves thin with everything we've learned. Definitely like hit that point. Cool Derek, just everything against what we say in the podcast, or just find something you love and fucking go with it.
Well yeah, that's how one thing.
That's how it started. Yeah. And then you learn all this other shit from that one thing. You're like, oh, now I can do all this shit. Yeah. Let's do all this shit. And yeah. You're like, oh, let's reel that fucking back in.
Yeah. Created a monster. It's just like so crazy. Just crazy to like how this year, it's just like, just start all this shit and then it just grows to this like huge thing. And it's like, we're not even trying. And now it's like, oh, fuck, what are we doing? Like, we need to like, get a hold of this thing. It's fucking going out of control. Like,
just so many orders with such little margins.
Yeah. So little time.
So little time. But, trying to make more time for the baby back whales.
But yeah, we're trying to, focus on the high-rise TV media end of things going into next year. So,
we could talk about.
Kind of, scale back on the. On the old e-commerce businesses there.
Talk about Magic Hour last week.
Oh yeah, that was cool. We went down to Green Street. They had their little Magic Hour event. They had caviar and McDonald's. That was my first time having caviar. It's pretty fucking good. We smoked some like crazy insane orange tangerine weed or whatever.
Nectarine.
Super fucking fire.
Got some timeless pins. Got some
pins, chopped it up, went on the rooftop.
Got some they had McDonald's hash browns and McDonald's cheeseburgers. Made some
caviar sandwiches.
Yeah, made the caviar hash brown sandwiches with some cheese, all sorts of cheese, like four different types of salami and prosciutto and balls deep in that platter right up my alley.
Yeah, but I went back and got fucking like six fucking servings of snacks.
Dude, I'm like turning into that's an like old man. That's
like my favorite food, dude. It's just like salami snacks. And
cheese. Just snacks.
Just like if I was like in a green room, like if I was like going on Jimmy Fallon or some shit and I was like Justin Bieber, I'd be like vegetable platter, meat and cheese platter, couple other platters, just
some,
like
some buffalo wings.
I just need platters and like chips and salsa. I just want all the appetizers. Give me fried pickles. I want chips and salsa. Have you ever read that shit? Like fucking Justin Bieber or Kanye West or like look up Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber. What would it be under?
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber
demands
green room demands something.
Bizarre list of demands for India tour.
There you go.
So this was
listen to how absurd this is. But then again, if I had $100 million, I would probably do some silly shit too.
10 containers. Justin Bieber's India tour rider includes an Indian yoga casket, a jacuzzi, a press release that lists all his demands for you. Here we go. Two Volvo buses will be at the disposal of the artist and his entourage. Oh, that's kind of fucking cut off. Two Rolls Royces reserved for the Grammy winner himself.
Don't you ever fucking forget that.
Grammys.
Z plus level of security, who will be an eight, a number of eight. 10 containers will be flown in with items like a ping pong table, PlayStation, 10 Hawk. I don't know what that is. Or IO Hawk.
You know what 10 Hawk is, bro? Oh, IO Hawk, that's a spaceport.
Oh, I was like, 10 Hawk. That's the hoverboard thing? 10 Hawk. What the fuck?
your damn 10 Hawk.
What is a 10 Hawk? Googling 10 Hawk?
Holy shit. Yeah, IO Hawk.
He gets a... he gets a... Justin Reber's 10 Hawk.
Justin Reber.
Sofa set, washing machine, refrigerator, upholstery, wardrobe, cupboard.
You're rich.
Just buy 10 of everything, fucker.
Damn it.
Massage table that will be used backstage. Arrangements for jacuzzi.
Three happy endings.
For personal use to unwind before he takes the stage. 2 5-star hotels have been reserved in their entirety for Bieber and his entourage. His personal 1,000-square-foot suite will be redesigned to appear more rustic. Redesign his suite.
Go ahead and redesign my whole suite.
So this is like him being in town for fucking one night?
That's what I'm saying. This is probably like a weekend or like a week or something.
Top culinary experts.
This is 48 hours.
48 hours with
top culinary experts are flown in from West Antarctica. So
they will supervise the gourmet being served to Bieber over the 4 days with 5 dishes day being renamed after his popular song.
That is so dope.
His rooms will be adorned with purple carnations, purple being his favorite color. The hotel will convert itself into Bieber's private villa with three floors, fly him to the moon. So he gets 3 floors to himself. And his entourage.
How many bitches do you think he fucked on those 3 floors?
For sure 10 on every floor. Yeah, no. He's like fucking 19. He's just shooting just clip after clip. One elevator blocked on all. Okay, so this is for 4 days. A special Indian yoga casket containing aroma essential oils, jasmine, rose, camphor, incense sticks, and he's definitely fucking in that.
He's casket. Definitely fucking on a bed of roses in a casket.
And books on chakra and yoga asanas will be placed in Bieber's suite, knowing his love for yoga. A personal masseuse. I bet he has pounds of weeds.
Oh my god, yeah.
Personal masseuse will be flown in to be with the singer during his stay. Probably fucking
the masseuse.
For sure. The promoters have also kept a private jet and chopper standing by to meet the artist's immediate travels.
He's like, fuck it, we're going to Guatemala.
The Canadian star is also still going. The Canadian star is also
that's
requested
like,
vegetables.
And that's night one.
This is you, dude. You are Justin Reber.
Let's hear it.
The Canadian star has also requested vegetables seasoned.
Salads?
Seasoned with ranch sauce, diced fruit, organic bananas, seedless grapes. Snacks must also include deli platter of organic turkey, lettuce, Colby and provolone cheese, black olives, as well as green banana peppers. Lastly, backstage demands include white sliced bread, potato chips, mint, and watermelon gum, white cheddar popcorn, Ghirardelli dark chocolate with sea salt and almonds, menthol and watermelon gum, vinegar chips, organic dried fruit, peanuts, all berry cereals. The sorry singer.
This is like the half baked list. Funyuns, lots of Funyuns, water. Don't forget the water.
A lot of water.
All berry, it's just like fruit, salad, except whatever makes sense. And then it's just like berry cereal. Like, what?
Okay, he also likes large pack of Swedish fish, boxes of Ritz Bits peanut butter and cheese sandwiches, and multiple packs of Haribo cola gummies. Oh, yeah. The Haribo gummies.
For sure. Good call, Reber.
Reber is also, how is he not fat as fuck?
Well, no, he probably literally takes like a bite of like each thing or something. Or like. Like, how much cocaine does he have sent to his room?
That's true. He has, like, a personal tattoo, like, personal tattoo artist.
FedEx truck pulls up with the fucking cocaine. Whole floor is dedicated to his fucking blow.
It's like Pablo Escobar's niece herself hand delivers. Bieber has also requested that his dressing room be entirely draped with white curtains, a large glass door refrigerator, clothing shelves, 8 power outlets, 12 white handkerchiefs.
That's probably the loads he's fucking shooting.
just throws the handkerchiefs at each bitch. There's just 12.
It's like Monica, Jessica, Tiffany, Valerie.
Just 3M embroidery. And he's supposed to forget. With the fucking chick's name.
Gold metallic stitch, 3D puff. Just like so elegant. And a bouquet of roses for each.
To quench his thirst, he demands 24 still water bottles.
Cambodian breast milk.
From dude, 24 water bottles. 24 alkaline water bottles. Just drinking, taking so much Molly. He just needs to hydrate so much. 4 energy drinks, 6 vitamin water bottles, 6 cream sodas, as well as a cooler packed with assorted juices, fizzy drinks. The writer also lists 4 natural juices, 4 vanilla protein drinks, and 1/2 gallon of almond milk. The list goes on. Curiously, Bieber has demanded that no lilies, the flower, be in the vicinity.
What if they got fuck everything lilies to the T, but there is just like one lily petal on the floor? The cute just loses shit.
Dude, we gotta. There's
what the fuck, Karen? Just fucking slaps her. I said no, goddamn.
There's like a lily. There's like a lily fucking plant, whatever it's called. Like,
and where's the Captain Crunch? They missed the berry cereal too.
Dude. This is insane. That was for 4 days.
Imagine a month-long tour. What do you do? How do you do that?
Dude.
Do you even think it's him? Or do you think it's like his homies?
This is
maybe. You know, if it was me, it'd just be like, fucking, just the homies, like, Nelson's just like, 3 fucking
steel reserves.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, he wants steel reserves.
No.
You're like, I want some weird yoga mat and fucking chakras and shit. And then they're like, here you go. You know what I mean? Like,
no, this is how exactly how I envision this shit.
Yeah.
I envision Justin Bieber in his fucking movie theater playing Call of Duty while getting
And he's just like,
while getting his dick sucked.
Goldfish and,
exactly.
Don't forget this. And he's just like all twacked out.
While
and,
he's getting blown by 2 chicks.
Yeah.
And then
and he has his headset on.
He has
and
his
like
headset on.
700 inch TV.
And he's just yelling. He doesn't even know what he's saying.
And it's like a
he's
chick like, just frantically ratting with the clipboard.
And it's like the most important thing ever because she thinks if she fucking gets this wrong, she's going to be thrown off the fucking Sea Org boat.
Yeah.
And he's just doesn't give a shit. He's like asking the dude on his headset, like, what else should I get? And he's like, Swedish fish. And he's like, Swedish fish. And then his homie's also getting domed up because there's like 17
like, hey,
fucking
what do you
chicks.
Want? Yeah.
And he's just like, yo, get to Captain Crunch. And then, dude, that's it. And then the fucking secretary is just tripping balls, just making sure she doesn't fuck up. She's shaking.
Just like 4 Adderalls deep, just trying to keep up with Reber's demands. Just like,
and then like, and then Reber just gets in the fucking hotel room. And he's like, "What's all this shit?" He just has no idea.
He just ordered like the water or something. He's actually the coolest dude ever. He's like, "I just wanted the fucking water, the alkaline water."
He just didn't give a shit at all. Yeah, that's what's funny. In reality,
like, what's like, the budge?
In reality,
what's the budget on that?
Should we just like, count it out?
Like,
okay, wait.
Like $3 million for 4
He has a 120 person strong entourage. 120 fucking people, dude.
I don't even know that many people.
120 people. I didn't get that many likes on my photos.
Dude, 120 people.
120.
Like who?
Who are all those
it's
fucking
like other famous people, though. It's like Will Smith's son. It's like other, like, Hollywoods. You know what I mean? It's like once you're in that clique. Like, when I was in that circle, like, dude, it's just like,
what in the fuck?
But, dude, it's probably like 10 people on security, 12 people on security, fucking, you have, like, probably like 2 managers, like, manager and agent, you probably have an assistant.
You have, like, family.
You probably have, like, 2 assistants, you probably have family.
You have dance.
Homies.
Dance crew, whatever the fuck they're called.
Dance
like,
crew.
Backup dancers.
You have, like, your fucking PR team or something. I don't know. I'm just making some shit. Who knows?
Yeah, fucking personal photographers.
Yeah, photographers, video people, fucking, what else? Like
62 fucking 22-year-old
chicks. Yeah. 62 just tens, just smoke shows, just ready to go. He just snaps his fingers like,
dude, it would be a fucking headache being like being
there. I was reading, I think there's another one with Jay-Z or something, like Jay-Z's demands or something like that.
Oh my god, we're gonna end on Jay-Z's
demands. It's like
demands.
So
it's gonna just cause it's probably gonna like bum me out on Jay-Z. What if it's just hilarious?
That shit's mind blowing though.
Like, what the fuck? That's what I'm thinking. There's no way these people are like, maybe cause he has fucking gotta be super detached because like,
dude, with that type of money, it's like, what else do you do? It's like, I don't know. It's like, literally like,
yeah, what the fuck?
What is he gonna be like? Get me Make Your Bed by Admiral McRaven.
Like, he's like, I'm gonna get bombed by 12 Brazilians. Like,
just like, come pay fucking Admiral McRaven to just come tell me stories. What the fuck? What are you guys doing?
It's like, he's legitimately in the position to do anything, like, fulfill any desire, fantasy, craving, anything he wants. So it's like, you're the 0.0000001% of people that are going to experience this type of, like, lifestyle. So it's like, I back it. I'm like, dude, you're in that position? Fucking get it, dude.
And then, like show us
do
all
the craziest shit you could fucking do. Like, why not? Like, you might as fucking well. Like,
yeah, you, like,
you know what I mean? Like, obviously help people out and donate to charity. Who cares? Do all that and you're still going to have $100 million in the bank.
Like, what does Joe Rogan say? If you have fuck you money and you're not using that fuck you money, then you're not worthy of your fuck you money.
And at every tour, how much are you making? So cool, you're spending $1 million, but you're making $7 million or something, you know?
Let's see.
Like,
at that point,
he's probably worth $100, $150 million, I would imagine.
Well, that's the same thing as, like, some Joe Rogan shit. Maybe more, who knows. Because Joe's like, fuck it. Like, he's already made so much money. He's like, if I break even going to my show and I get to have Ari and Duncan or Joey with me.
Yeah.
And I get to travel with my friends and buy them a first class flight and they get to open or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, if I break even, like, I'm winning.
Yeah.
You know, rather than, like, traveling alone and then having some shitty dude open for him that he doesn't trust.
Yeah.
Like, and then he gets to develop his fucking, his young homies.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go Justin Reber net worth.
I'm going to say $112 million.
It's got to be more than that. I mean, I really don't know.
200.
It was exactly double.
224?
225.
Damn. That's his net worth.
That's as of June 2014. So at this point, he'd probably like another.
So,
like,
dude, that's probably
million.
Like double or triple that.
This is
June. Play 2018, 2017.
This is no.
Put 2014.
No, this is June 2014.
Yeah, so this is like 3 years ago,
no,
right?
I mean, I'm retarded. this is June 2017. It's June 14th, 2017.
So it's like,
6 months ago.
Okay, 6 months ago. Okay. So yeah, it's probably gone up like a little bit.
Like 10 mil or some shit. All right. JZ.
Requests. He's just like, 1 gram crack. White.
Okay.
Peruvian.
This one, the 20 most ridiculous superstar musicians.
It's just like Nicolas Cage. He wants a pterodactyl fucking skull in his locker.
Okay, so this is just like a list of different ones. So Kanye's is fucking.
Or maybe it was crazy. Kanye I'm thinking of. It's probably Kanye I was thinking
so
of.
So my cousin is.
Because you know Kanye is going to have some silly requests. Let's be real here.
So my cousin does like tour managing. She did like Tool's Europe tour and Madonna's Europe tour and fucking
Tool's Europe tour. What was that like? Jesus Christ.
Dude, she's done everybody. Black Eyed Peas fucking tour managed them and shit. And she did some Kanye shit. And she said he stopped the fucking show in the middle, like, cut the fucking music to the DJ because there wasn't like 26 white towel hand towels.
Oh,
it was like 24
God.
Or some shit.
I'm sure, yeah.
Some shit like that. So, among Kanye's previous requests. Okay, I bet there's a whole article on his bullshit.
It's just like 700 pages.
West tour request. Is that what it's called? Tour request? That's not even.
Kanye West tour request.
There we go.
Tour demands.
Just 2016 complex.
What does he want?
Pablo Ryder is lit. There's no doubt Kanye has very specific tastes and lavish preferences. Definitely carry over to his St. Pablo tour rider. Thanks to his wife Kim Kardashian West. Fans got a peek at the backstage. Man, give a fuck. I need a list. List. I'm like not even good at Googling shit.
Just can't find it.
It's just not something I like do.
Yeah, I forget where I read it, but I read it fucking a while ago and it was just like, what?
Mariah Carey once asked for 20 white kittens and 100 doves. You see, crazy that's dope.
Get some animals and shit. I want 4 dogs and a kangaroo.
Yeah, but you want to be like some
dog. I would just want to fuck with people too. Like, you hire the new guy. You're like, all right, Tim, you're hired. Here's your big chance. And then you're just like, I want this. And you just send him on this wild goose chase and see if he can fulfill it. And if he can, you know he's worthy. You're like, all right, Tim's like the motherfucker. He's down. And then that's just your road dog, dude. And then, like, he's just part of your crew.
Like, let's see what this dude can get. And you set him on, like, Da Vinci Code for the Holy Grail. Just like
the
Last Supper.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. I was going to say the Lions of the Lost Ark. The Raiders of the Lost Ark. All right, I got, like, 10 minutes, McKenzie's outside.
All right. Well, we're just going to end out with this Yeezy bullshit. Celebrity like Yeezy. Okay, so this is Miss Pablo tour. A leaked hotel rider from last year revealed that Kanye requires 13 bottles of really expensive liquor, including $3,000 bottles of Hennessy Paradise, totaling $3,200. Because why the fuck not? This is the worst article ever. Shame on me. You would just think that they... Oh, here we go. It's just all these like horrible TMZ-type things. Okay, here we go. Jay-Z's list. Rooms must be 71 degrees. I'm more of a 72.
I'm like 75.
Mine's fucking 72, so I get you, Jay-Z. You're East Coast. You run fucking
75.
There must be 3 $80 Mayan Tubros scented candles in the room.
Obviously.
No vacuum is allowed near his room.
Fuck that. What the fuck would you want to vacuum near?
No vacuuming is allowed near the room. I'm Jay-Z, for sure. Fucking keep the vacuum like away.
Should put the vacuum away.
Staff should not ask for free concert tickets if they want to avoid embarrassment. Damn, Jay-Z just be dissing these fucking maids. Ace of Spades champagne should be in the room, but he cannot be charged for it since he owns the company.
Oh my god, that's pretty G.
That's not even that crazy.
Kind of stupid, yeah.
Kanye West list: vases in the room need to be cylindrical. I just don't like the hexagons ones, man. I had bad experiences. The room must have a Genelex 1031A speaker, which was discontinued a decade ago.
Of course it was.
All flats must be minty. There must be Kashigolin cereal. All towels must be black. So maybe it was black towels, not white towels. His list of booze includes 13 bottles, which totals $3,200. This is fucking like...
These fools ain't got nothing on Reber, dude.
Reber?
Reber's like, oh yeah, that's cool, watch this.
Reber's just fucking laughing at these things. He's like, are you kidding me? You're the president of Def Jam, and you're fucking Kanye Kardashian. What are you doing with your life? Kanye Kardashian. We just go down the rabbit hole.
Dude, that's the next dad hat right there.
Kanye Kardashian.
Yeah.
Write that on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
Well, we learned a lot today, guys.
Thanks for riding along with us today, ladies and gentlemen.
Blowing off some steam from this crazy week. We appreciate you out there, all of our baby back whales. Justin Reber fans.
Oh my god.
If you made it this far, congratulations. We almost didn't.
I know, it was a close one. But, thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next week. In the meantime, check out the High Rise Co. Use the code word DoobieTalk. Get 30% off all your fucking shit. Someone told me to stop cussing so much, but
sorry,
I like to cuss.
We say fuck and like a lot.
So, sorry, but go there, buy some shit, save some money. Go to All I Need Skate, use the code word Fooks, get 30%.
20% off. My new board's out. Maybe next podcast we'll have it on the wall. You guys can see that shit. Till next week, though. What do you want our motherfucking baby back whales to do?
Keep pushing, keep rising.